Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
What's up? Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday, September 23rd. How you doing out there? I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today, we'll just go through. We've got some lines from practice. The boys hit the ice for the first time in training camp after a busy day, kind of a weird day yesterday with all the COVID news. So we'll concentrate on the lines and what we kind of saw. And we'll also hear from Evan Bouchard in the second segment. It's big season for this guy. Only played in, 14 games last year. He looked good, but now he's going to be a full-time guy. What can he bring? Where will he start? So we'll talk. We will hear from Evan Bouchard as he met with the media earlier today. The 21-year-old, 10th overall in 2018, he's going to get a real shot here. He had 5 points last year in 14 games. He was minus two, but we'll see what the soft-spoken, the old guy, like people like to call him here, has to say. And we'll also hear from Dave Tippett in the third segment, and we'll close it out. Nice and quick one today in terms of the podcast. The Oilers get going on Sunday from Calgary at 7 o'clock. You can probably watch it on Edmonton Oilers.com. So it's going to be our first look at the Edmonton Oilers. I'm intrigued to see who plays, who doesn't. There's 8 games, so there's enough time for everyone to get in, and we can break it all down as we move forward, but it's going to be some fun times. Let's get to those lines today from practice. The morning group included your captain, Connor McDavid. He was with Zach Hyman and Jesse Puljujärvi. And then following them was Brandon Perlini, Devin Shore and Kyle Turris. Then Brousseau with Gennaro and Lavoie. Esposito with Malone and Colton Seaver. Tulio and Petrov rotated on the left side with Rybinski and Bourgault. Defensively, it was Cuckoo with Evan Bouchard. Cody Ceci with Willie Lagesson. And then you had three young guys, Caldys, Kemp, and Kubicek rounding out the defense. And your goal tenders were Smith, Skinner, and Kruger. Your afternoon group had RNH with Draisaitl and Yam, the dry line. Fogle was with Derek Ryan and Zach Cassian. You had the AHL line of Tyler Benson, Ryan McLeod, and Cooper Marody. And then you had Hamlin with Cracknell and Griffiths. And then Safin and Soderlund rotated on the left side, centered by Englott. And on the right, it was Kambits. Defensively, it was Nurse and Berry, top pairing that we saw last year, probably top pairing again this year. Broberg with Berglund, Nimelin with Kesterling, and Wehner was there as well. Your goaltenders, Mikko Koskinen, Ilya Konovalov, and Olivier Rodrigue. So I like that he's going with the Lions right away. That top nine is, I think, what everybody had in mind in this offseason. So you have the dry line, you have, Yamamoto, Connor McDavid with the newly brought in, highly regarded Zach Hyman, and with Jesse Puljujärvi, and then your third line, Fogle, Cassian, and Derek Ryan. Now, things could change, but I like it that he's not wasting any time. Get the chemistry going. Let's go. So one question, and we talked about it on the JMO show. Maddie asked me, Benson, McLeod, Marody was the AHL line. I don't see all three sticking. I think McLeod is for sure. I think Benson's a bubble guy, but I think he will push. I'm not too sure about Cooper Marody, but I prefer Perlini, Shore, Turris over the AHL line, obviously. I'd probably make a change there. I'd probably put McLeod instead of Turris. You can move Shore to the wing, play McLeod at center, or you can just leave Shore at center and get McLeod to play the wing with Shore and Perlini. So we'll wait and see, and that's why Dave Tippett gets paid a lot of money, is to make these kind of decisions. But that's probably the only thing that there is to discuss, is those two lines. And I think all those six players are gonna kind of make up that fourth line. So there's six guys there. If you had to keep four, who would they be? I think for me, Marody, and probably it's close between Benson and Turris, but by all accounts, Turris has just had a really good offseason. He stayed in Edmonton. I don't know why that's going to make him a better player, but he's got to get stronger. And that's the thing. He gets knocked off the puck way too easily. We saw that last year. So we'll see what Kyle Turris brings. He's a veteran. I think he's better suited on the fourth line as a winger, but Benson's going to push. And McLeod's a guy that was called up last year and he played in the playoffs. So, and Cooper Morty's a guy I think they, unless there's a ton of injuries, I don't see him cracking this team. But, and Perlini for me is the biggest question here. I'd hope he makes a team. I like what he brings, but I mean, you gotta perform in training camp and in the preseason game. So, interesting their battle there for the fourth line as we saw the top nine. Now, in saying that, we know we're going to see Draisaitl, McDavid at times, and Nuge's probably going to center the second line. So, I mean, take all these lines with a grain of salt. This is probably how they're going to start. Hopefully, there's no injuries or anything like that, but this is how they are going to start. There's always going to be changes during the season. That's just the way hockey goes. Other news, no Josh Archibald at camp. We'll hear from Dave Tippett in the third segment. He'll tell you why, but it remains he's the only the unvaxxed player on the team. I don't know how this is all going to work out. It's going to be something interesting to track. Tyler Bertuzzi is another guy that said no, and he won't be traveling to Canada, and he's okay with that, and the team's okay with that, so we'll leave it at that. But let's hear from the Oilers. You probably want to hear more from them than you do me. But I gave you the lines. I'll repeat them at the end, but it looks like your top nine is set for now, and yeah, we'll have some fun all season long deciding who should play where or what lines are struggling, which ones are going. But to start day one, it's kind of what we all expected. Coming up next, we'll hear from the man himself, Evan Bouchard. Big season ahead for the young defenseman. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. We're back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, just ahead of hearing from Evan Bouchard as he met with the Edmonton media today. Just a few notes from the NHL. The Penguins announced this morning that Evgeny Malkin will miss the first 2 months of the season after going knee surgery in the offseason. So that's a big loss for the Penguins there. Gino! Yeah, oh man, he's fun to watch. Absolutely love that player. The Buffalo Sabres stripped Jack Eichel of the captaincy. I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise. I don't think it is. The general manager went on to say, from our perspective, the captain is your heartbeat of your team, and we're in a situation where we felt we needed to make that decision. Adams also added the Sabres will not have a captain this season. So we'll see what happens here with Jack Eichel with the surgeries. He doesn't want their doctors to do it. I don't know. What a mess. What an absolute mess. It's like, it's kind of remind you of a certain organization a couple years ago, eh? Yeah. Anyways, the Caps, Nicholas Backstrom to miss a start in training camp as well as he's getting over the hip injury. And Carey Price, no one's surprised about this. We knew he was going to miss some times, but Dominic Ducharme is saying he's expected to be ready for game one. He won't start at training camp. And then Mike Hoffman also doubtful. So Montreal dealing with some injuries here to start off. Mike Hoffman, it's a nice addition to their team, but he won't be ready to go, it doesn't seem like. And that is your news of the day for the NHL. As far as the Edmonton Oilers, nothing really to report. Josh Archibald was not at practice, but Dave Tippett will inform us why in the third segment. But let's get to Evan Bouchard, the 21-year-old will entering his what's expected to be his first full NHL season. He's played 7 games in 2018-19. He's played a total of 54 in Bakersfield. He has 36 points. He played a little bit in Sweden last year during COVID. And last season, he dressed for 14 games. And he looked pretty good. So we're going to get an enormous look here. And a lot of the fans here are excited to see what he can bring. He was with Slater Cuckoo. I remember Slater Cuckoo on the JMO show saying that he wanted to play with Evan Bouchard. So does that leave CC and Keith together? I don't know about that one. But we'll wait and see. It's only day one of camp. Obviously, Keith and Russell remain out for the Edmonton Oilers. But today he was paired with Slater Cuckoo. Here is Evan Bouchard as he met with the Edmonton media today.
Sort of look back on last season. You were in the NHL, but, 14 games. How do you look back on that last season and how it affected you and how you grew?
You kind of really have to take it as a learning experience. You know, I was here, got to practice with the guys, play some games. You really see the work ethic. You know, I really take it as a positive. You see the hard work and stuff that goes into it, and you want to make sure you're not in that position again. So worked hard this summer and just trying to find my way in the lineup.
Evan, remind me, this is your third or fourth camp now, I guess? Yeah. How is it different this time around now that there's an opportunity to make the team, an opportunity to stay here? I guess, what's your, mindset coming into this camp this year?
Well, I think getting the opportunity last year to play some games and really be around the team the full season, and now having the opportunity to slot in, it's going to be a big camp for me, and I just want to show what I can do.
Evan, how was it training with Darnell in the summer? What did you learn off him? And it looked like you guys were training in on smaller ice surfaces. What is that going to do for your game this year, do you hope?
It was great working with him. He's one of the hardest working guys I know. So getting the opportunity to skate with him, see how hard he works. And I think for the smaller ice, it was good for two of us being a bit bigger, you know, really working on your quick feet and getting to the smaller zones really helps a lot.
Evan, it sounds like you, there's a real possibility for you to be counted on as a penalty killer this year. I know you've been doing a little bit of that in Bakersfield, but what else have you been doing over the summer, and how do you feel about the possibility of taking on an assignment like that?
I feel great. I've done it in the past. I really got to watch it a lot this year. So getting the opportunity to go over clips, you really want to make the most out of it. You know, playing the penalty kill is a huge responsibility, and if they count on you to do that, you know, it's an honor, and I would love to be able to do it.
Hi, Evan. Can you just speak to the blue line? There's obviously been some changes since last season. You were here last year, so you have a good idea of the guys who are returning, that sort of thing. Can you just speak to what your expectations are of the defense corps?
I think it's a really strong defense corps we have. Really, really skilled puck-moving defenseman, bringing in Cease, I think, is really going to help. He's been around a bit, and you can see the poise he plays with. He plays with intensity, and I think it's really going to help us back there.
That was the soft-spoken Evan Bouchard, a 21-year-old. I know the joke here is that he's like 40 or 50. But, yeah, I'm excited to see him play. I'll probably start with Russell or Cuckoo. That's what I'm assuming here. Ideally, you'd want him to take that step into the top four, but don't force it. Make him kind of work his way into that. And if he has to be on the third pair all season long, then so be it, as long as he's playing well. And as far as power play, it's going to be Barry, probably Nurse, maybe Bouchard. I don't know. And you heard there, he is probably going to be counted on to kill some penalties. So he's a big boy. He's 6'3", close to 200 pounds. So now we'll see. We know what he can do offensively. We know he can pass the puck. Like, he's just sick at it. He can get a shot off the point. It doesn't matter if it's a slap or a wrist or whatever. He's pretty good at getting it through. I think the big question is defensively, how will he fare? And playing in 82 games. So Evan Bouchard, a big opportunity for the young defenseman. We'll see how he does. Drafted in 2018, 10th overall by your Edmonton Oilers. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from the head coach for the first time. Well, I shouldn't say this year, because we heard from him back in the past season and when they got swept by the Jets, but you know what I mean. Dave Tippett coming up here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, guys, last segment here. It's been a nice and tidy podcast here. We heard from Evan Bouchard. Big season coming up for the young man. Let me know, where would you like to see him start paired with, and where do you see him finishing the season? Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. But let's get to Coach Tippett, as he met with the media today, and he was asked about Evan Bouchard and his last season where he didn't play much, and I know some fans were frustrated about that, but about Bouchard's last season and what he's going to bring this year.
I mean, he went over in Europe, played half a year, continue to play, continue to grow, mature as a player. Came back and he probably didn't play as much as he'd like to play, but every day he was working with our group. He's engaged with our group. Our leadership embraces him. He got to spend a lot of time with Jim Playfair, a lot of extra time in practice. And, he's in every meeting. He's understanding what we're doing as a team. This year, the difference that I see him, he's gone from being a young player to he looks like a man now. He showed up this year. His maturity, the way he carries himself, his fitness levels are excellent. I mean, he carries himself like an NHL player now. And we're going to give him a great opportunity. We need him to take a step forward for us, and I have full confidence that he's going to do that.
That's good to hear from the head coach. He's got a lot of faith in the young man, and he's a man now. He's no longer a young teen in his late teens, early 20s. Looks like I guess most people would say he does already look like an old well, that was Dave Tippett on Evan Bouchard. The big question, I know I've been teasing it all podcast, you're probably very annoyed with me, but why wasn't Josh Archibald at the skate today?
He just came out of a 14-day quarantine with no skating, no nothing, so he's until he can get up to speed with where the group is, he won't be with the main group.
All righty then, I won't add anything to that. Josh Archibald not at the skate today. I guess he's in quarantine according to the Oilers head coach. What are the things you can do in the season that will lead you to win those close slash overtime games in the playoffs? Here's Dave Tippett.
Continue to build your team. There's things that you recognize that the lessons you learn, it might be, if you look at those games, they're tight games. We lost one on a faceoff, one on a turnover. You could say we took an undisciplined penalty. Like all those things that are, they kind of stick in your craw, and you can't put your finger on one of them. But all of them, you got to continue to do better all year. You know, if you're turning the puck over a lot in a playoff game, you probably did a lot in the regular season. So there's things that you can do in the regular season. Prepare yourself for those games. Now, that being said, we have to earn the right to be a playoff team first. Like, you got to have a regular season where you earn that right to be a playoff team. And a lot of these little things that we're talking about, we've been talking about them for a long time, but you've got to continue at them and you got to do them better. There's like the team can play good structure, but you got to play structure a little better, a little more consistent, a little harder. You know, you have to defend a little harder. Our goals against has kept going the right direction. To be a real good team, you got to get that in the top 10. You know, goals against has got to be top 10 if you want to be a real, what you think is a good contending team. So there's all these little things that we talk about every day, but it's a matter of continuing to do them better and better. And when you get in that, if you earn the right to be a playoff team, hopefully those lessons are learned and you can execute them at a higher level and hopefully get the success you want.
That's a good answer by Dave Tippett. Yeah, the goals against definitely has to come down. The defense is going to be under a lot of pressure in terms of certain players. I think CeCe, the deal he signed, he's going to have to play well. Duncan Keith, a lot of controversy with that trade. I know a lot of people like him now, and I see it at TSN 1260, and I like him too. It's kind of cool seeing Duncan Keith in Oilers colors, but he's got to play well too. He took on a lot of money. He gave up some assets. So, and then Evan Bouchard, I think, is the X factor here. If he plays well, I think the Oilers will be well. So defense has to improve and the goaltending has to stand. And now if Koskinen and Smith can hold and do what they did the last two seasons, I think the Oilers will be fine. But it's okay to have reservations or be concerned about those two positions because I think it's warranted. I've heard so many media here in Edmonton get asked on the radio station, is the Oilers defense better? And most the answer that's most common is, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I don't think it's better, but is it kind of even? I don't know. It's a tough one. And then goaltending, it is what it is. I mean, you got Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen, and unless Skinner and Konovalov come in and completely knock your socks off, it's going to be those two. So you just got to hope that they can be good and just... Mike Smith can kind of return to what he did last year, even close to that. The Oilers will be fine, and if Koskinen can improve a bit, and we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see these two positions, but the goals against definitely has to get come down. And one last one from Dave Tippett. We talked about the lines. I'll read them out right before we close them out again. But he was asked if giving these lines the time from day one is a priority.
Yeah, it's a priority to get guys feeling comfortable together. And, you know, it's funny. It's the first day of camp, so you see them there, but these guys have been scrimmaged together for 3 weeks. Every time I go out and watch, they've got the same lines out there, and there was no, I didn't ask them to do that there. So it's, we'll see how it goes. In exhibition, we'll try some of those combinations. We'll try some different stuff. We'll just, you know, you got to see how it works out. But right now, if it was any indication from the first day of practice, those top two lines were really good. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, look good. That's awesome. Good to hear. And we'll keep track. And we'll see them in the preseason as well with these lines and move forward for the Edmonton Oilers. So I want to hear from you. Let me know, what do you think of the top nine so far? It's day one of camp. I know. Don't read too much into it. But McDavid with Hyman and Puljujärvi. Nuge with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Your third line was Fogel, Ryan, and Cassian. Let me know what you think. Is that what you were thinking? Is that what you had in the offseason heading into the season? Let me know. Also, how about that fourth line? You got Perlini, Shore, Turris, Benson, McLeod, Marody. Hell, throw Colton Seaver in there as well. So there's about seven guys. Who would be your fourth line? That's an interesting question. I think the defense is set, goaltending you're set, and I think your top nine, I'm totally okay with how the top nine is set up now, but that fourth line is interesting. So who is your fourth line right now? Which three guys of those seven that I named would you have as your fourth line? Let me know on Twitter, at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. And maybe tomorrow we'll get a Edmonton guest on, obviously. And we were asked today if this is the best team the Oilers have had, I'll say on paper, because they haven't played a game yet, in the last 15 years. We had an interesting debate on the good old Dave Jamieson show about this. Let me know. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow. And that's a good discussion, because the Oilers are improved up front. Defensively, it's kind of like a wait and see. Goaltending, a little risky, but if they can repeat what they've done the last 2 years, I think they'll be okay. So definitely a fascinating question. We'll get to that tomorrow with an Edmonton guest, hopefully. But let's wrap this one up. Thank you once again for all the downloads. Keep those coming. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my man Juanito, this has been the Locked On Oilers podcast. I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll chat on Friday.